This month in Iraq, three Air Force special agents died when their Humvee drove over a bomb, what's known as an IED, or improvised explosive device. The explosion happened outside Balad Air Force Base. 27-year-old civilian lawyer Nathan Schultheis was one of those killed. He had only 3 weeks to go in his deployment and was supposed to join his Rhode Island family for Thanksgiving. Instead, his family held a memorial service for Schultheis yesterday. Nancy Cook of member station WRNI reports.
Nathan Schultheis grew up all over the world as an Air Force brat, so his father Jeff wasn't surprised when Nathan announced that he'd volunteered to go to Iraq. Even after he'd left, his deployment didn't seem like a big deal.
You know, he called me from Kuwait on his birthday, his 27th birthday, on May 25th. But he called me up and says, I'm here, it's my birthday, where's my party? You know?
His father describes Nathan as a man whose hobby was his friends. He also loved cooking Japanese food, taking care of his orange cat, and sailing. Nathan graduated from Gonzaga University in Washington with a degree in political science. He was known around campus as a popular guy, 6 feet tall, with dark hair. After graduation, he moved to Newport, Rhode Island to go to law school. He lived at a bed and breakfast owned by his father. One of the B&B workers, Cindy Mahood, remembers how accommodating and mature he was for someone his age.
We fussed with our pets together, and we fussed over dinner time together, and Nathan just came in and sort of took over the whole house. While he was here, you know, he watched the house like a guard dog almost, you know, it was funny.
But Nathan wasn't low-key about his career. Mahood says Nathan eventually wanted to get an international job with the CIA or FBI. After law school, he got a job doing counterintelligence work within the Air Force's version of the FBI. He was on his way to interview Iraqi sources when his Humvee hit a roadside bomb and blew up. In the days following Nathan's death, his family tried to remember funny stories. His father laughed when he got a copy of Nate's will.
I, as an executor of his will, him to give his best friend $1,000 out of his estate to pay the bar tab at his funeral, and that no one, if the bill exceeds $1,000, then I'm to extend the funds sufficient to meet the demand.
The family bed and breakfast is now filled with sympathy cards and flowers. Nathan's father wishes the military would extend the same kind of care. He says his civilian son was killed in action and deserves the same pomp and circumstance as a soldier.
It would be fitting for his background, for his training, for his level of education, and for his patriotism and what he was doing to be interred in Arlington. But he's not authorized.
Instead, Nathan's ashes are going to be scattered in the Gulf of Mexico. It's the last place he went sailing. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cook in Providence.